Hello and welcome to Unquestionably Nerdy, the show where we talk about everything that makes us want to geek out, freak out, and share your bath salts with an alligator before challenging them to a wrestling match. I am one of your hosts, Kata MacArthur, and whom am I joined by?
You're joined by your favorite Steve Irwin lover, B-Wong scientist who nearly killed everybody in Jurassic Park if he was white, Cole Browning.
Is B.D. Wong from Florida?
No.
No?
But I also feel like Florida's just Jurassic Park, the state.
That's not unfair. Well, hi, Cole. It's a fairly useful start. As today, Cole, I feel like we should reflect not just on the pieces of media that we enjoy, but where we come from, Cole. What makes us, what is core to our upbringing? And I think one piece of our upbringings that we share so closely, regrettably, is our time spent living in Florida.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up that we were both born on Krypton. I didn't know that you were born on Krypton if you were.
We need to cut this out now. They can't know that. They can't know our secret identities, Cole. Come on.
Oh, dang it. I'm sorry. Guys, Cad MacArthur, disclaimer, is not in any way a Kryptonian or from any other planet other than Earth. There, of course, are no living beings that exist on any planet other than Earth.
Obviously, as far as you need to know.
However, if there were, they would be hidden deep in the swamps of Florida.
Exactly. If there are aliens on Earth, the government has fooled you. They're not in Area 51. They are definitely in Florida. And I think we've all probably met one or two on some visits to or living in Florida. And I think the best way to exemplify the aliens living amongst us in Florida would definitely be the archetype, the personality, the mythical figure of the Florida Man, Cole.
I feel like that describes most people. I'm not even sure Florida Man's mythical.
I mean, okay, that's a fair question. We've both lived in Florida. We've talked about this before. We lived in a military town in Florida. So we have plenty of experience with like native Floridians, and we have plenty of experience with people who move to Florida from elsewhere in the country or elsewhere in the world. In the time you've served in Florida, have you ever met anybody that you can like very reliably deem a stereotypical Florida man and or Florida woman? Florida they them.
I have seen lots of stories of the Florida man. I don't know if I could describe anyone that I know as being the stereotypical Florida man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have known people that have wrestled alligators.
Mm, sure.
I guess that's a very stereotypical Florida thing.
Did they live?
But I don't know anyone that's, you know, done the crazy crimes while high on bath salts or cosplayed as a zombie to try and eat someone's face. Those are kind of the things that stereotypically hit Florida Man for me.
Right.
So I can say that I know a lot of rednecks.
Same, because we lived on the panhandle specifically, so like basically the diet south before you get into like hardcore Florida. Would you agree?
Definitely. Panhandle Florida is the best part, unless you're close to Tampa or sometimes Miami
is a whole different beast.
Central Florida, anything between Tallahassee and Orlando. Yes, I'm including Disney World, but not including Legoland. Legoland can stay where it is. It is a highlight of any man's journey. Also, once a month, Legoland does have like adults-only nights, which is important because, again, why do I want kids at Legoland when I can just build huge towers of Star Wars Duel of the Fates fights, and they're just going to break them?
We all know how expensive Lego sets are. Those kids can't afford those Lego sets. That's for the adults.
But either way, Legoland's the exception. Everything in between Tallahassee and Orlando, I'm cool with just getting rid of it.
So you're under the mindset that Disney World included should float off into the sea with the rest of Central Florida?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to make one more exception.
Go on.
The new Universal Park that includes the Universal Monsters Dark Universe.
Figured that's where you'd draw the line.
That park stays there.
Fair. It is definitely a brave statement to banish Disney in such a way, given how many of our friends in high school would have basically grown up to be Disney adults, and how often, like, Florida residents go to Disney at the drop of a hat.
Look, I think that Disney, the only thing that could save Disney from going off into the abyss with the rest of Central Florida is if Walt Disney's frozen head was at Disney World. But I think that's in Anaheim.
I think it's I think it is in Anaheim.
If Disney was to move its Area 51 of frozen stars to Orlando,
Which we know they have.
there would be a case to let Disney World be. But for right
That's
now,
fair.
there's just nothing dark and sinister enough about it.
Well, you know what else is dark and sinister is the rest of Florida and all of its Florida men. And we talked a bit about like who among our personal circles. I have to agree with you. I don't think I've met anybody who I would describe as the genuine article Florida man.
Okay.
And you might debate like what exactly is a Florida man, but at least at least according to Urban Dictionary, the term Florida man describes a keyword used a lot to describe all the weird news stories about random Floridians committing weird and dumb crimes due to the state law regarding freedom of press about the fact that every police or court case must be public. Most of those weird stories, however, are related to white Florida man, the police, and drugs. Due to this is why people outside of Florida hate Florida. Can also be used as Florida woman. It's very inclusive of Urban Dictionary there.
I really don't think that people hate Florida because of this. I think this is one of the main draws,
I'd agree.
is that you can just see this on the side of the road.
Yes, I'd agree. Like, this is Florida somewhat discounted when people like try to make stereotypes of the US and we all say, no, that's just Florida? Yes. Does Florida have its own charm? Absolutely.
And going back to my, I'd be okay if just we missed a certain half of Florida.
Right.
That is the half where you get most of the Florida man stuff. I was going to say Central
I'd agree.
Florida is really the highlight there.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yes. Like we said, northern Florida, panhandle area, that's like diet south. You're closer to Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi, etc. South Florida, that's like the vacations, that's Miami, that's all that. It's where you go for your wedding venues and your beaches and whatever, if you don't go to Destin. Central Florida, that's the heart of Florida.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And I would say good on them for at least having that publicity. That's why people
Fair.
come, is for Disney World and for bath salt addicts on the side of the road doing the weirdest shit.
Exactly. We've had an episode on cryptids, and Florida Man is basically the kind of cryptid, the same way people go to, the Rocky Mountains to find Bigfoot, or they go to find the Jersey Devil in the Jersey. People come to Florida to discover proof of Florida Man existing, I'm sure.
Exactly. And I mean, any good self-respecting Florida man would just delve deep into the Everglades alone to go search for the Everglades version of the of Sasquatch, which I believe
Yeah.
is the
Florida
Florida
Gator Man.
skunk ape.
There's a Florida Skunk Ape, then there's a Florida Gator Man,
No,
too.
skunk ape's the Sasquatch. Gator man is something else. That could just
Okay,
be a
fair.
man that dresses up like Left Shark, just with green scales, and breaks into some weird Katy Perry dance.
I can agree with that.
But he's singing Baby Shark.
I can also agree with that.
This is my headcanon of Gator Man.
I won't deny you on that. But for any cryptid hunters coming to Florida to seek out the ever elusive Florida man, Cole, I think we should provide them some materials as to how best to start discerning where to find these Florida men or Florida women or Florida they thems. How best to suss out the clues and the bits and pieces of information on how to find them, where they might be, what their patterns might be, even. So today, Cole, I've organized a little game for us to play. And in that game, Cole, I'm going to read you some headlines, everybody's favorite way to discover Florida men, other than in person. I'm going to read you some headlines. I'll read you, for each round, I will read you a pair of headlines, and you, Cole, will tell me which headline is real. Is this a headline that I made up, or is this a real Florida man headline?
All right. How many we got?
We have got, how many do we have? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight pairs of headlines.
All right, guys, if I don't get 7 out of 8, I'm not a real Florida
You
man.
gotta turn your Floridian card.
I really hope I don't have to.
Leave your badge and gator on my desk and get the fuck out of here. But without further ado, why don't we jump into our first pair of headlines?
Let's go.
First up, we have Florida man tries to steal medical helicopter waiting to transport patients after I-75 crash. And we have our other headline, Florida man drives to SeaWorld in World War II tank to rescue wildlife. Both, you know, courageous, heroic, involving theft.
There is no way that the Florida man is sane enough to steal a helicopter after an I-75 crash.
Okay.
However, driving a full-on tank to SeaWorld just seems so much more reasonable.
Well, let's hesitate to put that label on it. I feel like anything we can see a Florida man doing. Realistic, sure. Reasonable, that's a stretch.
I wouldn't even say it's realistic. I'm just saying it's reasonable to the mythos of how epic Florida Man is.
Agreed. Agreed.
I'll also, that should just be the plot of like a Free Willy reboot. Is Willy is just one of the orcas at SeaWorld and somebody just crashes in with a tank to free him.
I don't know how many Free Willy movies there are. I know of like two. But if there are three, then we should make the fourth Free Willy movie and just call it Free Willy 4Else.
I think we've already come up with a great idea. Whether it's right or wrong, I honestly don't care at this point, except for the point of Kat and I have come up with our new script idea. We'll have a GoFundMe out at some point, but get ready for Free Willy, or else I'm going with the tank.
You're going with the tank. Well, while that would make a great story for our upcoming feature film, Cole, it is not the real headline. The real headline is indeed the one stealing the helicopter on this I-75 crash.
Son of a bitch. I'm already off to it.
Not a strong start. But indeed, Riley Farrer was indeed arrested after attempting to steal said helicopter in Brooksville, Florida. A Florida man who claimed he saw the Antichrist moments before troopers say he lost control of his pickup truck and crashed into another vehicle on I-75 in Hernando County is accused of trying to steal a medical helicopter that landed at the scene to take patients to an area hospital.
God damn it, you didn't tell me about the Antichrist. That would have
convinced you. Yeah. You know what? You're right.
Ugh, damn it.
But I don't have also made up first paragraphs, so you'll have to deal with just the headlines themselves.
Son of a bitch.
Well, we're off to a hopeful start with our future movie deals, but not an accurate start. So hopefully you can pick it up with this next round, Cole, and this next pair. That being our first headline of TikTok challenge lands Florida man in jail for trying to spend the night in Walmart after it closed, or Florida man arrested outside of Target after demanding to know where they keep the dog.
Read them again for me.
Yes, we have TikTok challenge lands Florida man in jail for trying to spend the night in Walmart after it closed. So a guy is trying to complete a TikTok challenge by sleeping in a closed Walmart. Or answer B, we have Florida man arrested outside of Target after demanding to know where they keep the dog. So Florida man is invested in finding out where they keep that Target mascot, who I think's name is Bullseye?
Okay, so by technicality on this one, I'm just going to go straight for the answer. It's the Target one, because the first one does not count as Florida man.
Doesn't count as Florida man.
That's just some straight Gen Z bullshit, because it's TikTok.
You don't think that Gen Z can include Florida man?
No. So Gen Z can be Florida man, but the problem is that this just said TikTok, and I cannot include anything on TikTok to be inclusive of Florida man. Florida man ideas are original. They're creative. These people are right brains, and they just have a bit of that right side of their brain just has a few screws loose.
Okay, yes. I'll agree with that. But inspiration, creativity can come from anywhere, Cole. I can't agree with you. I feel like Florida man seeing all of the massive amounts of like clout and trends on the internet and how famous those trends could definitely make them and nothing will go wrong. I feel like that's right up Florida man's alley. Florida man is so easily convinced to do crazy challenges.
No, I'm telling you, even if I get this one wrong, by technicality, that is a terrible answer. And I will defend it. Florida man is smarter than this. He's not going to go along with some weird challenge bullshit. He is a creative. He is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that he is the Shakespeare of his time.
Sure.
I'm honestly just going to say that Florida man in himself, also a great idea. Rob Dyrdek, if you're listening to this and ridiculousness, Florida man is just a cult to Rob Dyrdek.
Mm.
and each of his followers has to come up with a completely original idea to get themselves on Ridiculousness. So that is my headcanon. This weird TikTok challenge bullshit is not an original idea. It's going to be the dog. Even if the dog's not real, I don't care. I'm going with Bullseye, the fucking target dog.
Okay. Well, it seems you got a lot of respect for Florida Man himself. I can't agree with you, and neither does the internet, as you're unfortunately wrong again. This is indeed the TikTok challenge is the real headline.
I know it is, but
you know.
But it doesn't count. This is in no way a Florida Man fake, unless the Antichrist is brought into this, and this was a fake TikTok challenge. Was it even a real TikTok challenge, Cotton?
Well, let's see. In Inglewood, Florida, a Florida man was busted in the dog bed section. Does have to tie in with dogs. Busted in the dog bed section of Walmart after deputies said he was live streaming himself on TikTok while trying to stay in the store for 24 hours.
Again, this is some fucking Gen Z bullshit.
Florida contains Gen Z. Gen Z dumbasses.
But Florida man dumbasses and Gen Z dumbasses don't mix. If a Florida man dumbass is a dumbass and he's Gen Z, then he doesn't do Gen Z dumbass things.
Well, this article does say that deputies went into the store and found Isaac Hurley, 18, in the dog bed section, so Gen Z still fits.
Again, he fucked up.
He did fuck up. Isaac, not doing great. And so far, Cole, I gotta say, neither are you. But hopefully you can pull it around. You definitely do have to turn in your badge and gator at the end of this episode, but hopefully...
I don't think so.
No?
Audience, there are lost tapes. Find the lost tapes. Go through it. You'll know that I'm a real Floridian. They exist.
Uh-huh. You're going to prove it by spending 24 hours in a Miami Target?
No. There's some pretty haunted stuff, though.
Fair.
I'll find something super haunted in St. Augustine. I'll prove it then.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be a good episode for the future when we could live stream in a 24 hours in a St. Augustine haunted, abandoned hut, cabin, whatever.
All right, Kevin. It's time to redeem me.
All right. We've got our third round next, Cole. That being, your first option is local Florida man arrested for being, quote, too lonely and sad, unquote, outside of Tampa strip club. Or Florida man dressed in red lace bra accused of hiding gun under prosthetic silicone breasts, quote, it was ugly, unquote. So lonely and sad outside of a strip club or a gun in his ugly silicone breasts.
Again, my mind here is telling me the ugly silicone breasts is a great idea for a crime heist movie.
Sure.
But also being lonely and sad is one of the best Florida man stories that does not involve drugs, as far as I know currently, I think I've ever heard.
So you like the inspiration for the lonely, sad strip club guy?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think it just makes... The silicone breast one just sounds so Florida man. But again, at this point, should I go for 6 out of 8, or should I just go with the vibe and see if it gets me 0 out of 8? And for this...
Go for the negative clean sweep.
I'm going for the negative clean sweep. I'm saying just being lonely and sad at the strip club.
Okay, so you're going with lonely and sad at the strip club, hoping it's wrong.
Yes, but secretly hoping that it is one of the greatest article headers I've ever heard of.
Love it. Well, I think we have found our next movie deal in the Florida Man version of Ocean's 11 with the silicone breasts. What do we call it? Gulf of Mexico 11? Because that is indeed... the correct answer is indeed the prosthetic silicone breasts.
Fuck yeah.
So you're off to a negative, strong continuance. In Polk County, Florida, a Florida man landed behind bars after Polk County deputies say he had a gun hidden under prosthetic silicone breasts while he was trespassing at a construction site, of all places.
Now, why would I bring a gun to a construction site?
I know. I want to know what they were building.
I want to say they were building a strip club.
Ah, makes sense. He's trying to get in early. He's trying to get employed.
Yeah, he was trying to get the audition.
Yeah. Hey, shows initiative, if anything.
It does.
But hey, that is... I'll go ahead and write down negative point for Cole. And you're off to, I guess, where you want to be.
I'm exactly where I want to be.
Fantastic.
This is the exact reverse of the lost tapes.
And where I want to be is our next round, where we have our next two articles, headlines, whatever you want to call them, starting off with naked Florida man accused of robbing meat market only wearing a mask left behind a trail of clothing. Or our other headline, Florida man causes uproar after demanding Destin City Council open up a nude beach. So you got a naked man in the meat market, or you got a hoping to be naked man in Destin.
Now see, we both were in the vicinity of Destin.
Yep.
There is no way I would have missed an article about a naked man wishing for a nude beach.
Do you regularly read Destin news articles?
Sometimes I still do, but also, okay. There literally just is a nude beach that is like 30 minutes away. It's not that long of a drive.
Maybe that's why this Florida man was told no. We've already got one. Go there. Maybe he's been banned from that nude beach, so he needs the city council to open up a new one. I will tell you for context, this article, whichever article is real, was published on December 31st, 2025.
December 1st, 2025.
31st.
A New Year's Eve thing.
Yeah, this makes sense for New Year's Eve. Either one makes sense for New Year's Eve.
No, I think the meat market one makes the most sense for New Year's Eve. I don't think the nude beach does.
Okay.
So because of that, going for the negative score, I'm going to go with the nude beach being the real one.
Cole, the negative clean sweep is working for you. The nude beach article is indeed wrong. The real article here is naked Florida man accused of robbing meat market only wearing a mask left behind a trail of clothing.
I felt like I had seen that one before, and if I hadn't, I also felt like one of my friends could have been the person that got arrested for this.
That's why I don't need to meet the rest of your friends. That's fine.
I think you should meet the rest of them. I think that would just end up with more epic podcast episodes.
We should have them on the episode. That's fair. But Lake City, Florida, a Florida man who tried to only cover up his face is accused of walking into a Florida meat market in the nude and robbing it.
What did he take specifically, though? Was it money or did he want more meat?
Let's see. According to Lake City Police Department, officers were called to BJ's meat market. Nice. On Main Boulevard, shortly before 9 p.m., employees told detectives that the suspect was completely nude except for a face covering. Police reviewed surveillance videos, said this guy left a trail of clothing. Does it say anything he tried to steal? He was charged with robbery with a weapon, exposure of sexual organs, grand theft and criminal mischief. Nothing about what he wanted to steal.
I'm absolutely disappointed that this guy did not try to beat the meat.
Nah. Maybe he did. Maybe he got beat with meat.
If he got beat with meat when he was trying to beat the meat and somehow still lost, that would be even better.
Mm.
But also, naked man robbing a butcher shop is just poetic, no matter where it's from. Like, there's just so many double entendres that can be made. Shakespeare would be proud of this.
Shakespeare would be proud. This guy is the Shakespeare of Florida man.
This guy is the Shakespeare of our time. Not through words, but his actions.
Should definitely be in jail.
No. No.
Yes.
I got to give it to him.
No, we shouldn't. But we should move on. We should move on to our next round, where we have our next pair of headlines. That being Florida woman given lifetime ban from beach after stealing the sand because, quote, she pays taxes for this sand. Or Florida golf course hit with $100,000 in damages over, quote, donut joyride, police say. So we got Florida woman banned for stealing the sand that she pays taxes for. What a hero. Or we have a Florida golf course hit with $100,000 in damages after a donut joyride.
Damn it, Cadden. These are starting to get way too realistic.
Yeah?
First, a donut joyride on a golf course? This could happen anywhere. It doesn't have to be Florida. Stealing the sand because she pays taxes on it?
Mm-hmm.
The sand is technically free. I mean, people are just going to scoop up a jar of sand whenever.
The sand is for everyone.
And just bring it home. It is white sand beaches, at least.
It is true.
On the Gulf Coast, it's some of the best beach.
It is the best beaches. We do have the best beaches.
I would say it's better than Galveston. It's better than the Atlantic Coast. Yeah, Atlantic Coast, Atlantic Coast.
Yeah, fair.
I'm sorry. It must be my inner Ted Lasso coming out. I've been obsessed with that show recently.
Fair. I've heard good things.
All right, still going for the negative sweep here.
Uh-huh.
The donut joyride just doesn't sound Florida man enough.
Okay.
But a whacked out Karen.
Florida Karen. Whole different breed.
Stealing sand.
Stealing sand.
I pay taxes on it. She was dealing sand?
She doesn't say anything about dealing sand in the headline, just stealing the sand.
Oh, I thought she was dealing the sand and like putting it in little baggies. I'm like,
Could.
I think we call it white sand beaches.
It's true. Oh.
I still think it's a little bit too dark though to pass off as this, you know, the powder.
All that seashell sand, it does it look like cocaine enough?
No. If it did look like cocaine enough, we would see a lot more people coming up from
That's true.
Miami.
That's true.
Okay, still going for the negative sweep. I have to go with the donut joyride.
Okay, so you think the Florida Karen is the real one, and you think the golf course is fake.
Yes, I think that the donut Karen is the real one, which is why I'm not choosing it.
Okay.
No,
Oh, I'm
sorry.
sorry to break it to you. The negative clean
No.
sweep is broken.
Shit.
The negative clean sweep is broken. The Florida golf course is indeed real, and it indeed did receive $100,000 in damages over Donut Joyride. And I'm now looking at the footage of the club at Venetian Bay, and that is a lot of donut damage.
I don't believe it.
I know. In New Smyrna Beach, Florida, there are rules in the game of golf. Keep up with the pace of play, try to keep the ball in the fairway, and be kind to the course. I didn't ask about the rules of golf. Those rules were seemingly thrown out the window over the weekend after someone apparently went on a damaging joyride on the second hole green at the club at Venetian Bay in New Smyrna Beach.
Lies. Absolute lies. I've been betrayed.
This was in October of all times. Who's going to the golf course in October? I guess there's nothing to do except donuts.
I mean, October is still pretty warm in October. What the fuck are they doing?
You could go to the beach and steal sand in October.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these tracks, Cole. I'm gonna send you this article to look at now or later, because those look like I wonder if it was a car or a golf. My first assumption was a golf cart doing donuts, but those tracks look maybe too deep to be a golf course. A golf cart, rather. You decide. Audience, if you want to decide for yourself, again, that article headline is Florida golf course hit with $100,000 in damages over, quote, donut, unquote, joyride, comma, police say.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they could get $100,000 in damages is the question.
Really expensive grass, and not the kind you're thinking of.
Well, it would have been better if it was the kind I was thinking of.
Yeah. That would explain a lot.
It would explain much more.
But the negative clean sweep is unfortunately broken. But
Damn it.
we'll see what honor you can reclaim. Moving on with our next pair of headlines. That's starting off with naked UCF student hides in tree after being attacked by alligator.
Okay.
Or naked Florida man hides in tanning bed after trying to set gym on fire at closing time.
All right. To protect the identity of the UCF student who definitely got attacked by an alligator and was naked and climbed up a tree. Alligators. It's definitely the one that tried to hide in the tanning bed.
Okay, you think the tanning bed is real?
I'm gonna say that both of them are real.
Both of them are real.
I was, of course, trick question, because even if it never hits the news, this is the first one is definitely something that our friend Alex could have done.
God, you just keep throwing Alex under the
Yeah.
bus.
I'm sorry. I mean, he is the Central Florida man right now.
Yeah. Even if it wasn't Alex, this is de even if it wasn't Alex, this has definitely happened to some UCF student at some point.
Oh yeah, just the question is, did it hit the news?
Right. I went to UCF to tour the campus when I was deciding on colleges and whatever, and they did make sure to say, when you're crossing through this area, make sure you go over the bridge, don't go down the hill. In that stream, down the hill is an alligator, and it ate a student one time.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. Are you serious?
They just fucking know about that alligator down there, and they haven't done shit about it, because I guess alligators are protected in Florida to some extent.
It depends on what type of alligator. I was going to say, if it's the
Right.
Florida alligator, I don't want to say they're endangered, but I do want to say they are still threatened, which I do believe offers some protections. That's almost like the thing where my friend a couple years ago was telling me about like touring Georgia Tech, and it's like we now ha officially have a lower suicide rate than MIT or something. And I'm like, why are you saying this on a tour?
Right?
Why is this a good thing?
Was it higher before? Why is this notable?
Apparently, it was super high from people that
Oh,
I've heard that
God.
have gone to Georgia Tech, but story for another time.
Yeah. That story is real. I was told, don't go down don't go down that hill. That is where an alligator ate a student. And I said, okay, you're really selling this camp as well.
Yeah. I do think that both of them are real.
Okay.
I just don't think the one with the UCF student has ever hit the news. I think
Okay.
whoever it happened to, probably multiple people over the years, have hidden it quite well. I definitely think it's the
They told
tanning,
nobody.
I think it's the tanning bed arson.
Okay. Hoping Naked Florida Man in the Tanning Bed is real. And you are indeed correct. That's a lovely picture at the top of this article of just a naked man in a tanning bed being confronted by police in Fort Myers, Florida. A Florida man's attempts to get buff ended up with him behind bars when deputies say he ran through a gym in the buff, I like what you did there, and tried to hide in a tanning bed at closing time. Doesn't say anything about him lighting a fire, though.
Interesting. I definitely thought you said that he lit the place on fire in the headline, right?
Investigators said he crawled into the ceiling, knocked down several tiles throughout the building, and tried to start a fire in the bathroom. There it is.
Why would you start a fire in the bathroom? It has so much water.
I know. Trying to burn down a fire station on a rainy day. Come on.
I know, this guy's a terrible arsonist.
Terrible arsonist.
Florida man, think better.
Think better in prison. But Cole, that is your first positive point. So if we're subtracting your negative points from your positive points, you're at one negative point right now.
I'm doing good.
You're doing great. Let's see if you can continue maybe getting less or more negative points or more positive points. We'll see.
I would like to balance out perfectly at zero. That is my
Zero
goal.
points. Cool. So you got to get one more positive point and then just stay there. Let's see if you can with this next round, starting off with Florida man marries local alligator. Pretty simple. Pretty simple, straightforward, makes sense. And our next option, which is Florida man arrested after drug bust uncovers dog fighting operation, comma, 9-foot alligator. They just threw that 9-foot alligator mention in there.
Comma 9 foot alligator, huh?
Florida man arrested after drug bust uncovers dog fighting operations, comma, 9-foot alligator.
It's this versus marrying an alligator.
Florida man marries local alligator. Good to know he's local.
Oh, if Florida actually allows marrying animals, I have a lot of questions, but
Opens up a whole box of worms.
also another great movie idea.
Is it? I don't know about that one. I think we can stick to the two we have.
So quite honestly, I originally thought that the men who stare at goats was not some weird like military psyop movie, and it was really just about guys who were attracted to goats for some weird reason.
You thought it was a rom-com.
I don't know if you consider that a rom-com and just not
Could
weirdly
be.
fucked up.
Fucked up
But
rom-com.
then I think it ended up being about MK Ultra, so it made a lot more sense.
Ah, still feels pretty Florida.
It really does.
What you
No,
thinking?
fuck it, the dog fight.
You think dog fighting is real?
Because if Florida allows people to marry animals,
Well,
we don't
we don't know
know.
yet, just from that headline.
We don't know if it was legal.
We
That's
don't know if it
right.
was legal. It could be in
Fuck.
the eyes of God.
Damn it. You're right. But I also know churches in Florida that would take that and say, it may not be legal, but in the eyes of God, Shelley the crocodile. Well, and sorry, crocodiles are more the Australian thing. I don't know.
There's saltwater crocodiles in Florida, right?
Allie the alligator. We're just gonna call her Allie the alligator. Your
Allie the alligator, yeah.
bride to be. You may start cleaning her teeth until she bites your hand off.
Right. You may kiss the bride. Did you really want to?
I was gonna say if she was muzzled, that would be different. I was gonna say,
Still bad.
no, you could kiss an alligator as long as it was, well, I guess
Okay, yeah.
not muzzled, but like you could always kind of get like the
You get the tape wrap.
Yeah, the zip cords to tie their snout shut. That's what they did for baby. That's what they did at like Fuddruckers, so that you could like pet the baby alligators.
That's true.
Was it? They would basically have like the zip tie around the snout.
I guess there's a humane way to do this. We're not saying to marry an alligator. Just gonna put that out there.
But if you want to, you do you.
No. No, I don't know what God said this is okay, but it's, you know, not, it isn't, moving on. What do you think?
Marry the alligator. Let's go for it.
Marry the alligator is real?
Mm-hmm.
Marry the alligator is fake in the eyes of the law and of God. The drug bust,
damn it, you
uncovering
talked me
the
out
dogfighting
of it.
Ring is real. I didn't talk you out of it.
You 100% did.
I wanted to give you some extra context.
You bastard.
But in, shocker, Orlando, Florida, a Florida man was arrested after a drug investigation on Jacksonville's northwest side led authorities to uncover a dogfighting ring, animal neglect, and a 9-foot alligator being kept in inhumane conditions, officials say.
This is such a Jacksonville story.
Such a Jacksonville / Orlando, Florida story, yes. Could also be Alex.
No, this one couldn't be Alex. Marrying the alligator could have been Alex.
we're giving people a terrible image of our friend Alex.
Our friend Alex is amazing, just so you guys know.
He has not married any alligators or run any dogfighting rings that we know about.
That we know about is the disclaimer.
Alex, if you want to come on the episode and talk about your dogfighting ring and your 9-foot alligator, not an innuendo, feel free. But, so that doesn't give you a negative or positive point.
So I need to get this next one right.
You're still in line to get the just, it's not a sweep, is it? It's just nothing.
The mulligan, the goose egg.
The mulligan, the goose egg, there you go.
I can be the Brennan Lee mulligan. This game was rigged against me from the start. It did not want me to win. After answering 8 questions, it is statistically impossible that I get 0 right.
Mm-hmm. And the rigging doesn't stop here, because we have one more pair of headlines for you, Cole. Our first one being, Florida man clings to the back of moving UPS truck to avoid deputies after Lowe's shoplifting attempt, or Florida man posed as flight attendant to score dozens of free flights. So both taking advantage of corporations to get something out of it. Either a getaway drive or a getaway flight, could be.
Cadden.
Yes?
The mulligan is real.
Okay.
Have you ever listened to our local rock radio station, 99 Rock?
Sure haven't.
So during the weekdays, Monday through Friday, they have a morning radio segment called Stupid News.
Yes.
Of stupid people doing stupid things.
Yes.
If this technicality is some weird bullshit, that the first story is not real because it was a Home Depot instead of a Lowe's.
I'd never do that to you.
I will find you. I will hunt you down and I will feed you to Alex's wife, Allie the alligator. I know this for a fact because I heard it on this radio show. Mm-hmm. A man did hide in the UPS truck. Or, I guess,
on the back of.
Hang on to it from the back or something. Yes.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that that one is real.
Okay. So you're sticking with the UPS truck is real?
I am positive, without a doubt. I heard that story. Okay. It is a real story.
Okay. In this moment, Cole, I am torn as to whether, as to how to grade this, as to how to referee this. Because, Cole... Because
it wasn't a UPS truck. It was a FedEx truck, wasn't it?
No. Nothing like that. You are right that the Florida man clinging to the back of a UPS truck to avoid deputies after a Lowe's shoplifting attempt is all correct information. But...
Is the other one also real?
The Florida man posing as a flight attendant to score dozens of free flights is also real.
God damn it, you bastard.
It was indeed rigged from the start.
I should have known this was rigged against me. He did not want me to get a 0. Therefore, he said, I have to give him this question at the end. Everybody, get in the comments. Attack this man. He is the traitor. He is the reason that Florida men smoke bath salts. This guy right here, Cadden MacArthur, yeah. You heard it here first.
I did leave Florida for Mississippi and Mid-Atlanta, so I guess I am a traitor.
See, right there. Traitor to the cause. He does not want to see alligator wrestling, the zombie apocalypse, and the Miami Dolphins actually win anything at football. He doesn't want any of those things. Not a true Floridian. That's me. Even though I could only guess 4 of these technically correctly. Maybe 3.5.
It's true. I don't give a shit about football.
I'm still the true Floridian.
Well, your Floridian truth is up to debate. You know what? That's fair. I'll give you half a positive point.
That still gives me negative 0.5.
Negative 0.5.
That is not a goose egg. That is not a mulligan. Again, this entire episode, I cannot win. That is the goal.
Basically, yeah, to see you fail. Yeah, that's generally speaking, always my goal, is to see you fail, yeah.
All right, Kevin, here's yours. When's your birthday?
I'm not telling you.
You know, you must tell me your birthday.
Oh, we're picking out my Florida man? Okay. Yes. Yeah, August 21st, 2000. Now, everybody knows my star sign.
Okay, Kevin, here's one.
Okay.
So, tell me which is which. One of these is your Florida man, one of these is mine. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
The first one, a 74-year-old Florida man was arrested for performing a botched in-home castration on another man he met on a dark web fetish site for eunuchs. And in the second one, an intoxicated man was arrested after breaking into a woman's house and trying on her clothing. He then decided to roll about in her son's front lawn.
I have definitely heard both of these articles because I have looked up my Florida man at some point. And I think I've looked up your Florida man, too. So I have to guess. I know both are real. So I have to guess which one is mine, which one is yours.
They 100% are both real. One of them is mine. One of them is yours. But this is for everything.
So it's failed castration on a kink eunuch site.
Yep.
Or it's dressing up in mom's clothing and then rolling in the lawn.
Random woman's clothing, and then rolling around in her son's lawn.
Okay, in the son's lawn. Okay, got it. Got it.
The way I'd imagine it is, I'd kind of imagine the Buffalo Bill thing without the skin.
Creepy.
But a way that you could attack this is think of
which one feels more like me. Which can I see myself doing?
Yes, is think which one feels more like you. Which one feels more like Cole? And then you could attack it that way, or you could say there's no way that Florida Man tracks like that. It has to be the exact opposite. Which, in many cases, it could be the exact opposite.
You're right. So castration or cross-dressing.
So I think we can agree, first of all, the castration is most you. I'm just saying.
I have a theater degree. I feel like cross-dressing is very up my alley.
I also feel like, though, the cross-dressing, because of theater, very much you.
Are you saying they're both August Florida men?
That's up to you to decide.
No, goddammit. Are you tricking me? Are they both my Florida men? Maybe I've never looked up your Florida man. Maybe I'm just thinking both of these articles are from August. Dear audience, while you consider with me, let us know your Florida man. Who gives a fuck about your star sign? Tell me your Florida man in the comments.
Your Florida man does say more about you than astrology.
It does, it does. I'm going to go ahead and guess castration is my Florida man.
And the intoxicated man cross-dressing and rolling around on the lawn?
Is this another of my Florida man? One is for my, one. They're both my Florida men. One is my nightlife, one is my day life.
Ken, inside of you are two wolves.
One castrates himself, one cross-dresses in somebody else's clothes.
But one of those wolves could secretly be me. How do you know? Audience, how do you know that truly Cadden isn't recording this podcast alone and that I'm just one of Cadden's voice acting voices?
I'll have to try that for an episode one day, trying to trick the audience into thinking I'm you.
Audience, if you haven't realized it already, I am the other voice. This is Cadden's intervention. He came up with this game just so that he could realize he secretly is a Florida man and that I'm the prime identity, not him.
Oh, what? No, I don't want to be an alter.
You've always been the alter.
No.
So what is it, Ken?
I'm going to guess if my options are the cross-dressing Florida man and rolling the lawn is either yours or another of mine. I've heard both of them.
There is also one more option that you have been avoiding this entire time.
That they're neither of ours?
No, you have been avoiding the fact that, again, as I just gave you out of the kindness of my heart, seeing that we are one and the same, both of these could be me.
They could be. I feel like they speak too closely to me to not at least be one of mine. Fuck it, I'll say they're both mine.
Chad MacArthur.
Yes.
You do vibe most with a failed castration. That is one of yours. And when it comes to a weird crossdresser rolling around on the front lawn.
Yes.
You are today's ultimate loser. That one is mine.
Oh. Hey, I got zero. I got goose egg.
But you still lost. This one was, you had to get them both. You're still a loser.
Nah, goose egg.
No.
Taking that home.
No.
Cooking up a goose omelet.
No.
Nah, it's great.
You can take my negative half point. I'm trading you for the goose egg. I want the big ass goose egg.
No, I'm going to make a big old goose omelet. Goose omelet, throw some gator bacon in there. It's going to be great.
You bastard. I would say there's no such thing as gator bacon.
You don't know that.
You can make gator tacos.
Can make gator tacos, can make gator sausage, can make gator jerky, all of which definitely exist.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, why would you throw gator bacon in an omelet? I was going to say gator sausage in an omelet.
You can find, like, the fat portions of a gator, fry it up.
I know, but, like, again, bacon in an omelet, sausage, I just feel like, is the better meat.
Sausage is better, you're right. Unless it's bacon bits. Bacon bits goes well in an omelet.
Yeah, but bacon bits are always crunchy. You don't get them fatty enough. Unless you cook actual bacon and, like, chop it up.
Yeah, but, that's what I'm saying.
Audience, that does bring up a good point.
How would you prepare your Florida omelet?
If you ever want to hear our takes on how a Florida man would best prepare an omelet, put that in the comments. I really want to see what you think a Florida man omelet, if it was ever to hit the menu of your local Waffle House, what would it look like?
Mm-hmm. There's definitely been some Florida Waffle House that has found a dead gator on the side of the street and used it to make sausage.
Oh, definitely. I will have to point out, though, I am very disappointed that there was not a single Waffle House story today.
You're right.
All of the best Florida stories, Florida men or not, come from a Waffle House.
That's true.
So,
well, Waffle House is indeed a safe space for a Florida man. Florida itself, widely not a safe space. So why, Cole, to finish up this conversation, why do you think, Cole, Florida is such a place that breeds this species of person?
Because...
what about Florida creates the Florida man?
In truth, we are the Australia of the United States.
Uh-huh.
That just hits. Also, we're just fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like there needs to be a better explanation. We're Florida. We are just awesome.
Fair.
I mean, do you get any good stories like this anywhere else in the United States? No. How do you think 24-hour news works? They'd run out of news.
So you're saying big news in Florida is breeding the Florida men to create a 24-hour news cycle?
No, I'm saying the only reason that big news is still alive is because Florida man has generously gifted his talents to supporting the modern day journalist, news anchor, and TV production staff. Florida man is a hero. He's not the hero we want, but he's the hero we need. Just like Sorcerer Roger from Elden Ring, or as I'd like to call him, Sork Roger.
All right. My view on it is slightly less heroic. I just think Florida man is a more accessible, or Florida as a state is more accessible than Hawaii. So you have, like, Florida is the Hawaii of America, of the mainland America, without the ideas of spirituality and deeper self-understanding. People flocked to the ideal vistas of Florida, especially when they don't have the money to travel to or live in Hawaii.
But also, there are Komodo dragons and tiger sharks in Hawaii.
Are there Komodo dragons in Hawaii?
Yeah, there are Komodo dragons in Hawaii.
Neat.
But yeah, I was going to say poisonous and deadly, because they will wait you out to eat you.
Like most Floridians.
And then two, tiger sharks. If you get bit, you're dead. They're not finding your body.
No.
I feel like people don't flock to Florida because Hawaii is just better. I feel like they flock to Florida because Florida is better. Your chance of survival, infinitely better.
Having been to both.
Having been to both, I don't care what your opinion is. Florida's great. Florida's amazing. I don't know what our Florida like state anthem is, but Trey Parker and Matt Stone, our call out for the episode. If you're listening, I will take a Florida fuck yeah anthem if you ever wanted to write it. Just saying.
Best. I don't think we've said anything negative about Florida in this episode. I think we've reflected its best parts.
Florida is the vibe that the entire United States should have.
Fair. But, dear audience, call to arms in the comments. Let us know your Florida man, because we don't care about your star sign. We care more about your Florida man and what that says about you. Cole, anything to finish up with, or are you ready to wrap us out?
I think I'm ready to wrap us out.
All right.
So, again, thank you for listening to us talk about the great state of Florida, the greatest cryptid homeland, bath salt production zone, and other things on Earth. I am one of your hosts, Cadden Cole Browning MacArthur.
I am the non-alter, Cat MacArthur.
And this has been Unquestionably Nerdy. Good night.